With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. If you've ever had to say goodbye to someone, you treasure the last words they spoke. You remember what they said. And you hold on to those final words. So for Lent in 2021, we've been focusing on the last words of Jesus from the cross. We're asking, what did he say? What does it mean for us? How do those words change us? This week, we focus on the word compassion. Because in an act of compassion, Jesus cared for his widow mother. By commending her to his disciple John, he said, dying from the cross, he looked down and said, "Woman, behold your son." And then to John, "Behold your mother." And in that compassionate act, he created a new community. He created a community of love. He created the Christian community, the church. What does that word mean for us today? And how will we live it?
The Invitation Prayer. O God, the psalm says, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. So I am quick to run to you. I know you look on me with compassion, so I come to you first. I rush into your arms. I speak into your ear. As my Father in heaven, hear my voice today. In Jesus' name, amen. The Confession. Forgive my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my present and the sins of my past, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, the sins which I have done to please myself and the sins which I have done to please others. Forgive me my wasted and idle sins. Forgive me my serious and deliberate sins. Forgive me those sins which I know and those sins which I know not, the sins which I have labored so to hide from others that I have hid them from my own memory. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive them.
The word for today from John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. Jesus was on the cross, and he looked down, he saw his mother Mary, he saw John, one of his disciples, and he said this, "Woman, behold your son," and to John, "Behold your mother." The Meditation. This particular word from the cross is a word of compassion, where Jesus said, To his mom, "Woman, behold your son," and to John, he said, "Behold your mother." Most everyone else had fled, but there stood Mary and there stood John. As the oldest son in his family, it was Jesus' responsibility to provide for his mother. Presumably, she was a widow at this point. Joseph had died. And without support, a first-century widow would be vulnerable. There was no social security. Jesus had compassion. He took responsibility. He commissioned John to care for his mother. And in just a few words, just 7 words, we see Jesus' love and his care for his family. But this exchange has meaning beyond Mary and John. It's an interesting fact that he never uses the name Mary. He always calls his mom mother or woman. And even John, as he's writing his gospel, he's hesitant to put his name down. Instead, he refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. Why is this? Why is neither Mary nor John mentioned by name? Why the absence of their name? Well, in a sense, Mary and John represent all the disciples of Jesus. In Christ, we are all placed in a new family, the community of Christ. His love is not only for his mother, but for the family he created by his sacrifice. And so you are included in his family. His words from the cross are for you. You are called brother and sister. Praise him for his compassion. We pray. Lord of love, I appeal to your compassion. Care for me by providing Christian brothers and sisters. Build us up in love for each other, and so demonstrate your love in the world. Amen. Ascending prayer. We pray, Lord of compassion, you have called us into a new family by the blood of your cross. Give us your spirit of compassion, that we might love one another as you have loved us. You love me, and you send me. So Jesus, I now go in your name. Amen.